Hey guys, welcome back to Real Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Kiara, and I am so excited for this one. Today we have, for the first time in Real Walk Podcast history, Lucia Garcia, my best friend, my sister, my entire world and heart, and I love everything about this girl, a big blessing. We're gonna get into that, and I don't want to cry first, but my little introduction. So
I have no words already.
So introduce who you are just a little bit, and then we can get started.
Well, first and foremost, I'm honored to be here. I'm already gonna cry. Guys, I love Kiki, and she has taught me so much. So to be able to be here and talk with her is just, it's such an honor, and it's such a blessing. Who am I?
Where do I begin?
My name's Lucia, but everybody calls me Luch.
I call her Lou.
Yeah, because she's special.
Yeah.
But I had the pleasure of meeting Kiki about a year ago. We started talking, but we've been friends on social media for a minute. Just not
years
in contact, but yes, a long time. Yeah. And God's timing is crazy, because the way that we came together this year, it's been a blessing.
Yeah. We're gonna get sappy.
Already crying.
Yeah, no, yeah, the way that we became really good friends has been like actually crazy, and God's just always on time. And this is what kind of this episode's about, is friendship. So we wanna kind of give like that little backstory of everything. So before we get into that, like I asked you, you know, who are you? Like, where do you come from? Your testimony, give a little bit of your testimony, your story. And parentheses, after this, y'all need to go follow her on Instagram. But yeah, go ahead.
At Luch Garcia.
We'll tag it down below.
yeah, where to begin? I would say I'm newer to being Christian. I was raised Catholic, but not like practicing Catholic. Like, I went to Catholic school from kindergarten to senior year of high school. But I was actually introduced to, honestly, like Jesus himself through my boyfriend in 2020. So I've been, you know, I gave my heart to Christ that year, and I've been serving him for the past few years. But I feel like this year I've grown so much. Like, I don't claim the baby Christian
title anymore.
Anymore.
Yeah.
But
we're in a new season.
Yes. Amen.
Is there anything more? Okay, what are you doing for school?
Oh, so I'm about to start grad school for speech language pathology. Yes, it is a big girl step, but I'm excited because I feel that confirmation from God, and yeah, I'm ready to learn and then finish school again.
Mm-hmm. And when do you feel like God really was calling you, other than, you know, like your relationship and stuff, when do you feel like you had your first personal encounter with Jesus?
So, I believe it was, we're gonna get deep.
Yeah. Already. 5 minutes in.
So, in 2021, I went to a congregation for the first time, a non-denominational congregation, and I had just received the scariest news of my life. My father was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, And honestly, I was just in a place where I was like, why not try God now? Like, what else is there to do? Mm-hmm. Because...
like, no other options.
No other options. And I just began to... well, my first step of faith was going to service. Mm-hmm. And in the first service that I went to, God spoke to me. The simplest phrase, but I heard him tell me everything will be okay. And at the time, you know, you don't know what spiritual things feel like. Mm-hmm. It's all new. And I just remember feeling like something hit me. And that's how I kept describing it. Like, it was like something hit me, but in reality, I felt it in my spirit. Like, I received what he was speaking to me. And after that, I knew to trust in him. And I would tell him, like, God, I trust you. I trust you with my father. I trust you with his health. And he really stayed with me through the whole journey. And that was when I began to know who he was and, like, grow in faith. But a lot has happened since then, too.
Yep. A lot has happened. Growth, change, healing, all that. But how did you feel after the fact and, you know, you ended up getting baptized and all that stuff? Like, where do you find yourself now?
Now I feel that I genuinely know who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel that I've entered into the stage of my new life where I know who he is and I don't have that fear anymore. Like, none of my decisions, my prayer life, my time in the word, my devotional time is not led out of fear. It's not because I'm afraid. Like, I know who I am in Christ and I know him, and because I know how good he is, that's what's bringing me to grow toward him, not anything else forcing me. So I'm so happy with where I am right now. Yeah. And now I have a congregation that I love, that feeds me, that loves me, and I'm just, like, spiritually content.
Yeah. We go to the same congregation, by the way.
Plug.
Plug. No, but to give a little intro of, like, how I met you and stuff like that, like you said, we were friends on social media for a long time. I remember seeing us just, like... on Instagram and stuff, like, before BC, before Christ. And I, obviously, the people that have listened to my previous episodes and stuff, you know, I grew up in the faith and stuff like that, PK and all that. But I didn't come to know Jesus until I was 18. And after that, when I really started dedicating myself to the Lord and going to other events and youth ministries and visiting and all this stuff, we kind of, like, connected through there, through, like, mutual friends and all that stuff. And it was a service, an event, at a friend's church, and we kind of ran into each other. We had seen each other at other events, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it was, like, this was, like, one of the I think after this is when we got closer. But Joe, which is her boyfriend, comes up to me. I think, was I ministering that event?
No.
When was it?
Visiting.
It was just, like, a random service. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what service that was. But, you guys came up to me and Joe was like, hi, this is my girlfriend. She wanted to say hi to you. And every time we bring that up, we're always talking about how, like, well, you said it. You were like, you're making it seem like I'm a fan.
Literally, I was so mad at him. Like, because I'm shy, and he's
very extroverted.
Yes. And that's why me and Kiki compliment each other so well, because she's extroverted too. Like, they're my...
balance.
Yes.
Balance. You need balance. You need balance in friendships. But after that, I think we ended up just, like, reaching out, we hung out and all that stuff. And then, there was kind of, like, a couple months where we weren't really, like, talking like that, but we would text each other a little bit. And then, yesterday technically was your first year, like, anniversary of you being at New Life Worship Center. Which is so like exciting and an accomplishment, because I feel like a lot of the times we kind of, when we're in that season of our lives, when we're, you know, coming to the Lord and all that stuff, you kind of, you don't know where. And when the Lord leads you to a place that really grounds you, I think once you hit like that mark of, I've been here for this long, and it did not feel like that. It hasn't even feel like a year. It went by so fast. But I think about it, and I even remember when we were texting and you were like, hey, like, I think I'm gonna come today. And I was praying for her all morning. I remember, like, perfectly, I was praying for her all morning, because from, like, the conversations that we had, like, very few conversations, I was just, like, praying that God spoke to you. And not just through, like, word or anything like that, but even through the people, which I think is so important, of how people treat you, people, you know, reflect Jesus on you. Yes. So that was kind of like how everything started. And then after that, obviously we were seeing each other like every week. and then every day coming into this year, every day. And now we're accountability partners in a lot of things. I think most things. But we check up on each other, and we'll get into all of that too. But it really is a blessing. And before we started recording and stuff, something I was praying about was, well, I was actually just thanking God, because I was like, you know, friendships that I've prayed for years, like, coming out of toxic friendships, relationships, and things like that, like, you see one side of things, and then when you're exposed to true friendship, like, godly friendships, it's a whole other topic, like, whole other topic, and you have to unlearn everything. And I feel like, even for myself, and, you know, you can share your side, but for myself, I've had to unlearn some of my thoughts on friendship, just because at first it would limit me a little bit, not because I didn't trust you, or not because you're a bad person, because you're literally the sweetest soul on earth. I will throw hands for her. Sorry, Jesus, like, but be true. He would too. Like, but I was just kind of scared of what could occur, you know, and losing people in my life. Like, just growing up in the faith, you're exposed to a lot of loss, and it's not people who leave this earth physically, they're still present. So it's like, you kind of have to grieve people and grieve friendships and grieve, like, people that you love in a different type of way. And now being exposed to people who are grounded in God, it's a whole other thing. I feel like for myself, I've just been able to look back at God and just be like, okay, God, like, you've blessed me with people who I know love me, and it's not like I'm not second guessing it. But it's like healthy. And sometimes you're just kind of like, I don't know if I should. I think at the beginning, it wasn't that we didn't know, like, we couldn't open up to each other, because I feel like the first time we were like telling our whole life story, like, yeah, so this is happening to me and all this stuff. But I think the friendship did come easier.
Yeah.
Than a lot of other people.
It was spirit led.
100%.
And, like, even thinking back to our first, like, real deep conversation, I remember it was God centered, and we were getting vulnerable with each other, but we continued to literally keep God at the center of the conversation. And I remember thinking, at that time, like, it was kind of surreal for me because I had so many friendships that I felt like it would be voice where, like, I would be talking about God too much. Mm-hmm. And it made me self-conscious. It made
get
me
out of here. Sorry.
But I'm like, but he's God. Like, what? There's so
but
much
But God is God. Like, God is so good.
Yes. And then when I met you and we had that first deep talk at the party, like, it was just so, it was so beautiful because I have.
It was a friend's birthday, just so we're clear.
Oh, yeah, not like a but it was like surreal for me because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, there's girls like me who love God, who want mm-hmm. to include him in everything.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, am I dreaming?
Literally, and just being like out in the open too, and over time, even down to us praying for one another. Like, I feel like I never had that. You know, I've had friends that I grew up with in the faith too, and whatever, and we've gone through a lot of seasons together, but to have someone that is like, you know, can I pray for you? Hits different. And I, the first time that we like prayed for one another and we cried together, like, through things that were and still are hard in our lives, I think it's so important that we always go back to what our relationship was founded on. And I'm glad that, you know, because there's some people that, like, they'll meet in the world and then they come to serving the Lord, but you still have that tie of, like, I knew you from before. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that we didn't know each other before. Like, as much as I would say, oh my God, I wish I met Luch sooner, but I'm glad that we didn't, because in a sense, it's like that version of us died with everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know that version of me, and I don't know that version of you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's different because it's a lot healthier, because we're not like looking back at, oh, well, she was doing this or whatever.
And it's like we see each other how Christ sees us.
Literally.
Oh.
literally.
Love us.
Literally, mate. Yeah. No, and that's that. I feel like it's so different because, like I was saying, we don't see, and like you just said, we don't see each other for our flaws and like our mistakes or whatever. We see each other for who we are and who we are trying to become. And I think this entire walk, you know, you in everything that we do, we're thriving to be more like Christ. And we understand that, you know, because we've seen, and for the most part, in the last, what, like 6 months, I would say, since the beginning of the year, I think we've seen a lot of one another. And again, being with each other like every single day, you kind of start picking up on people's, like, you know, habits and things like that. But for the last 6 months, just seeing each other in our own element, like in everything that we do, kind of thing, you know, around our family and stuff like that, it did change my perspective on a lot of things. And we always say this, like, how, yeah, we can be with each other for long periods of time, and that's something that we talk about all the time, is like, we can't do with many other people. And it's not because other people are bad people, it's just we carry different things. And I feel like both of us are kind of in that, like, a very similar spiritual state too, of we're in two different lives and we've dealt with so many different things and we've dealt with them differently, but where we are spiritually, I could say, just from like conversation and obviously being around each other and sharing a lot, that spiritually there's like a, it's like a spiritual divine connection. And it's crazy. And while I was praying before, I was thinking about how, like, even a year ago, one, like, you're completely different from a year ago, and not in a bad way. I think God was really like shifting a lot of things in your life too. What? And we both came to like be friends in like the most perfect time. Mm-hmm. And because at that time, like, you know, you were in your transition and stuff like that. So it was like God needed me for you. And then a few months later, God was like, okay, switch places. Like, you need her very bad. Mm-hmm. And having somebody to also go back and talk to and be like, hey, I'm struggling with this, or like, I'm dealing with all of these other things and I just need, you know, somebody to be there. Because I feel like sometimes, like with friendships or any type of relation, like, you kind of expect to gain something back. Like, it's conditional love. And I think from this, what I'm learning is what unconditional love looks like, in the sense where it's like, even down to like when we go out and stuff and like we're paying for one another, it's like, don't pay me back, like, just get next time. Like, it's like stuff like that. Yes. And it's not a friendship where you have to beg for anything. Yes. But I don't know, I feel like I'm talking a lot.
Girl, everything you're saying is on point.
Spot on.
Connected.
Yeah, like.
But yeah, I honestly, like, when you were talking about how we can just, like, I think of it this way. We're with each other a lot, and we enjoy being with each other a lot. But one thing about us is that we can have fun together. We have, like, joy in each other, but we also can find rest in each other. Mm. And I have, like, never experienced that before. Like, I'm usually just, like, a super jittery, like, overthinking person. And, like, friendships don't come easy to me, but with you, like, I can just relax. And it's like, I feel safe and comfortable.
Cause she'll literally fight anybody.
Yup.
Literally, it's like the fighter friend, like, all right, she's protecting the friendship, but I'm like praying for the friendship. Like, gotta balance. You have to have that balance. But yeah, like what you were saying, like finding the rest and stuff, it's funny too, because something that I was learning almost a year ago, actually, maybe a little over a year, but was what rest really looked like. And God took me on a trip. I've kind of talked about this before on here too, but God took me on a trip, and I was kind of sharing how a little of that testimony in my life, where I was kind of doing a lot of things. And when I was taken on this trip, I didn't fully understand what rest was. And I just thought, you know, go to bed, wake up, do the same thing. But later on this trip, God revealing, you know, rest isn't the physical, rest is the spiritual, and like knowing what spiritual rest looks like, it's so different, because it's not just like dropping everything or like dropping the ball or whatever. It's literally resting on who Jesus is. It literally says in his word, find rest in me, not with me, in me. And when it came to the friendship, like you said, I think friendships for me did come a lot easier, but that was a blessing and a curse, low-key, because I made a lot of friends, and sometimes I'd get too attached, and then when people would leave, it would hurt bad. So that's why it was kind of hard to at first break the wall, but then once you kind of break it, it's like, okay, I'm good. And but also, like, I think our communication too had a big role in that, and like sharing, okay, like where we are at and like how we feel. Because people think that communication is just within relationships, but I think it's so important to communicate in friendships too. Because if you don't communicate in friendships, there's like that resentment, and then you start building like this,
like, repress it.
Yeah. And then you're around that person and you're like, I don't want to be around them. But like I was saying about rest, let me go back. I do this a lot. But knowing what rest looked like, and then bringing that into a friendship, when, even when we went, like, on my birthday trip, this is the person I was talking about. But, like, being on that trip and stuff, like, from what you even had shared, because we were in the same room, and literally knocking out, I did not wake up until the sun was hitting the window. And just being, like, in people's presence a lot of the time, for me, I'm on high alert a lot of the time. Just because of, I don't know how, or it's so weird because I can give word and talk to a bunch of people. But then when I'm just, like, in the back, I'm like, what is there? I'm nervous. Why am I nervous? But being in crowds and stuff like that, kind of made me a little on edge. But with us, I don't know, it's just, it's so weird. Like, it's weird, but it's like a good weird. It's like, Jesus, wow, thank you.
It's different.
Yeah, like, it's not, sometimes I don't even know how to explain our friendship. It's literally sisterhood.
Literally
sisterhood at its finest. But yeah, like what we were saying with rest and all of that, it's so important to find people who you could also rest with, not just go hang out, talk or whatever. And even learning that with other friendships too, where it's people who are pouring into you, and being able to, I think I was talking to somebody the other day about being able to correct one another in love, and I think there's been times where we, at least for me, where I've, like, texted you and I'm like, bro, I'm going through the trenches right now. And we're, like, texting paragraphs after paragraphs if we're not together. And I remember a time where we, that was happening. And just, like, the mental space too, with what I've shared on here as well. And how you've, there was times where, like, there was things I was saying and you're like, no. No. Get that out of your head.
And you've done the same for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's, like, this balance, because we help each other. Like, there's that correction, the correction in love, emphasis on love. But there, so that allows us to grow. But we also, I feel like you're teaching me, you're helping me grow, but you're also teaching me how to give myself grace and balance, like, not being so hard on myself. Like, there's that edification, but there's also, like, I don't know, there's, it's just so beautiful. Like, it's not too much. There's a balance, because it's done in love.
Yeah.
Like, we're never going beyond the line. We're never, like...
Like, girl, I mean, there's been times, actually. I think there's been times. Yeah. No, but like you were saying, the grace, I feel like in that aspect too, we're learning things about, like, even sharing our own revelations, like things that God is revealing to us and stuff, or what God has already done in our lives. And now we're, like, sharing that with the grace. Something I was learning was the grace with yourself, because growing up in that culture of, one, being Hispanic, but also two, with the high expectations of being a pastor's kid, you beat yourself up for a long period of time. Like, I think all my teen years, I was really depressed. All of them. I know I was. But the grace came after, when I really encountered who Jesus was. And what I'm learning from you is the there's something that you carry with, remember how I was asking you about school, like, me going back to school and all that stuff, there's like a structure that you have, and it teaches me too on, like, achieving goals, I think she recently graduated this year, guys. So with that too, like being oh my gosh, this is something that I had to learn in friendships, because when you would achieve goals, and sometimes you would be kind of jealous of what they were achieving, you're like, damn, like I'm not there. When you got your bachelor's degree and graduation and all that, instead of looking at it like, wow, I haven't gotten mine, it was like, wow, like this blesses me so much to be able to, I know I can do it. And especially with everything that you went through, like that, it's so motivational, because it's like, if she could do that, like it makes me want to achieve it even more. And it really was a blessing to, I didn't get to experience you all 4 years of college, but your last year pretty much. And what was crazy too is that I never really knew when you were like doing schoolwork. Like we never, I don't think we were ever talking about that. Like,
no.
Ever.
I avoid talking about
it. She's like, I'm done. Did. I did it too much. Like, time's up. But we never really talked about that. And then when it came around, we were like, oh my God, you're graduating. And it was like an accomplishment for all the people around you too, like that really love you. I mean, even like your mom, Joe, like genuinely it was like a really big blessing too, especially for me, because you do not know, like I do not like school. But yeah, like I was saying, you know, everything that you had gone through, it's really motivational. And I remember, I think your mom and I were talking before you graduated, like before you walked the stage and stuff. We were talking like privately. And I think I was at your house or something, and you went downstairs or whatever. And your mom said something, and it like really, I could cry. But your mom was like, yeah, like everything that kid's been through, and she's still able to achieve that. Like like she was even saying, she's like, I'm so proud of her, because seeing her go through all of that and then like still graduate, like I can never. And your mom was like so proud, and I was just like, she said something along the lines of like, she motivates me. And even the whole family aspect and stuff, like being in each other's lives in that aspect. I think we've talked about that too, of like, I never really had friends outside of the kids that I grew up with get close to my family. And vice versa, I think because I was quote unquote always the kid that everybody would come to my house. And for some time I really hated that, because I was like, all right, like I'm trying to get out of here at times, like I want to go to somebody's house. But being able to build that connection with your family too, like really big blessing.
Yeah, because I was that person too, like, come to my house. So now being around your parents, I'm like learning like parent etiquette, like
like, oh my God, how do I act? Literally. But and it's so different too, because I feel like, again, another conversation we've had, so many conversations we've had,
talkers.
But, yeah. But the learning how to be yourself around pastors, mm-hmm. and that was something that I think, because my parents were pastors, it was hard having friends, one from the world, but also just outside of the people that I knew, kind of around my family, because I was in a way kind of ashamed of that. I was like, you know, yeah, like this is my family and stuff. But now being in friendships that it's like God-centered, so anything that's spoken about in the home, it's like, oh, like they're talking with my parents about God too. It's so different. so different, but simply with even like yesterday, just sitting at the kitchen island and just like being fed and learning like together, very different. Very, very different. But you, the growth together in friendships is different too, especially when you have God centered in it. Conversations are different. I feel like 95% of the time our conversations are always about God. Like, right, 95.
Yes.
90%.
A lot.
98%. What are you thinking of?
In the beginning of our friendship, there was so many things that God was showing me and God was showing her.
Mm.
And then when we came together and we started talking, and we would talk about those things specifically. I feel like I had so much relief knowing that, like, you were seeing what I was seeing in the spirit, because. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're to yourself, like, you question, you're like, God, is this you? Like, mm-hmm. am I overthinking? Am I, like, am I doing too much?
Yeah.
Like, am I overanalyzing? But no, it's like when you have a friend that, you know, is spiritually in tune and has that discernment and affirms what you're seeing.
Mm.
But then at the same time, we came to a place where we were seeing all these things and we kind of didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
But then I remember you were like, there's some things that, you know, that we just have to pray about. Mm. We don't have to speak on them. We don't have to address them, but we just need to pray. And yeah. That, like, changed my mindset in a lot of things, because having that affirmation, but also being able to share that experience in a way,
mm-hmm.
and that perspective, it allows us to come together in prayer together. And, like, I didn't have that for a long time. So
yeah,
it's just been amazing to, like, to grow in that way with you too, because things that you see in the spirit can turn into gossip as well.
Oh yeah.
And like, you know.
Yep.
So having that, like, mature, like, that was a conversation I needed with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, like, I want to move in love, and I don't want to see bad things
occur.
And people, I don't want to see bad things in relationships, but we've been given discernment for a reason.
Yeah.
And again, it's not to talk about anybody. It's not to put people down. It's to present those things to mm-hmm. God and speak against them and, you know, love on those people and help them see God in the midst of whatever they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I needed that.
Yeah. No, and I think that was another thing that had also connected us to was discernment. From a very young age, it was a gift that God had given me, but I didn't know how to handle it either because of spiritually where I was. And then finding somebody who gets everything and you're like, yes, like it's not coming from a fleshly place.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from literally the spirit. And when you have conversations, it's like, bro, yes, like this is what I meant. Mm-hmm. And even there's been times where we've talked and then you'll say something and I'm like, yes, like that's what I couldn't put my finger on.
Mm-hmm.
And because sometimes we battle with the discernment whole thing is like, I don't know if it's me or God or the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have somebody who's also in your life that's also biblically sound, you're able to, when things come, and especially when God's revealing things, you're able to go to that person and be like, hey, I don't know if it's just me or if I'm bugging or whatever, but this, that, and the other. And then you guys have a conversation and now it's like, okay, now I have peace of mind. And when you have, because we understand that God is not a God of fear. He's a God of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And having that, I guess having a person who understands in the spiritual aspect, certain things, and when you carry certain gifts together, it kind of like strengthens what you're carrying individually.
Yes.
But yeah, that it's really, it changed a lot.
Yes.
For me, it changed a lot.
When we were praying before we sat down, and I was just thanking God for her because, like, through her, I feel, I don't want to cry.
Tissues.
Deep breath. Through our relationship, God has revealed parts of my calling, of my purpose. Like, God has used her to show me gifts that I didn't know that I had, you know? Things that I need to tap into. Like, not only affirming my discernment in that way, but showing me, you know, even more of who I am in Christ, but also, like, how he made me specifically, and what I need to step into in these seasons. And that's been such a blessing because, again, like, you're the first person that I've had that's really done that for me, you know? Like, and a non-biased person.
Yeah.
Because, again, you don't know my past. You don't know the words that have been spoken over me. You don't know, like, what I'm praying for. You don't know my struggle. You know my struggles now, but, like, you know?
Before.
Yeah. Like, it was literally God. Oh, and I just think about that FaceTime that we had when I was, like, sobbing in my bathroom. Mm-hmm. And the way that God used you to just, like, speak life into me. Oh, it was so God.
And the amount of times I was sobbing in the car. Like, yeah, a lot of tears, but, like, good tears. Because I feel like another thing, too, was I was always the strong friend in a lot of my friendships. Like, the whole, even when I'm joking around, like, oh, yeah, like, I'll fight for her. But I was always a strong friend because I'm a more vocal person, and a lot of people don't like that either. But it's also, I've seen how God has also molded my character in that aspect of, you know, it's not a bad thing. Like, your boldness is a blessing. But throughout that part of our lives too, and I guess that season, because I feel like we're stepping into a new season too. Like, there's, like, pages turning. But I guess in that part of our friendship, even with when I was going through things and just being able to go to your house. I mean, I'm like, oh, you're at your house all the time. But, like, being able to go to your house and it's just like, this is my other home. So different. Because I never had, like, a safe place. And I was talking to somebody and we were talking about how, like, having a safe haven. Was that us?
Oh, you were telling me about O.
Oh, yeah. Our other friend. But having a safe haven, because, yeah, we were, him and I were talking about how you're kind of not, like, how do I say this, not having that safe place, because I had been on high alert and survival mode for such a long time. My home was my home, like, my physical home, but I didn't have a place where I could go that either wasn't church or work. Like, it was honestly me and myself, and a lot of the time people would see me in my car a lot because that was my safe space to run away from everything. But now having a place where I could just go and I'm like, okay, let me reset all my thoughts, talk, and sometimes not even talk. Like, sometimes we'll sit together and literally not even say anything.
Just coexist.
But having that type of friendship on top of, like we were saying, the correction and love. Mm-hmm. And where it's also confrontational, but it's not seen in a negative light. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, you're going through something, I'm going through something, and we're confronting one another in certain parts of our lives that we should be sharing. Like, we shouldn't always keep everything so, like, in a box. But I've seen the growth in that as well, where like before, like I was saying, you know, being the strong friend and stuff, you kind of suppress a lot, and being able to talk about those things, being able to talk about our literal struggles or what we're feeling. And I guess like people could also say too, oh, well, you know, they're females, like they're women. I hate that phrase. Like I hate it, because I get it. We are emotional beings, but there's a difference when now you're walking with Christ and now you realize and you understand what emotions are, like having emotional intelligence. So different, because you're not being led by your emotions, but you're still speaking about your emotions.
You're aware of them.
You're aware. And learning that, especially in therapy, where not just relying on how I feel, but being able to go to someone who also is a female and talk about those things. And there's always balance that we need. We need to have also male friends who can straighten us up and be like, girl, get up. like our other friend.
You know who you are.
If you know, you know. like, but having somebody who straightens us up too and is like, all right, like, you were crying enough. Like, let's go. Come on, girl. Like, get up. And, but still having that, like, nurturing, loving, motherly side of us, just for us. It's, I just love it. Like, I love being a woman.
I love us.
But yeah, it's just, it's such a big blessing. And how do you, with all the things that have happened in the last year for you, how have you felt like you've coped with a lot of things too, when it comes to not just, you know, by yourself, but friendships or relationship or even your own family too?
Coping. Honestly, a lot has happened this year. I'm just like running
just in the last 6 months
in my head. But, like, honestly, I just think about when I started coming to CAVN. And I was, the year prior to that, I was in a season of isolation. Like, a long season of isolation. And I learned to, like, I had a lot of walls up. But I also, like, I was seeking Jesus. And it was literally, like, wake up, pray, work, read the Bible, pray, go to bed, every day, repeat. And, like, I was spiritually okay, but I didn't have the community that I needed. I didn't have the leaders that I needed. I didn't have the friendships that I needed to help me grow, but also help me be vulnerable in a way that allows me to be healed and to be freed from certain things. And, like, my intent was there. Like, I was, like, seeking God. But there's, we need people. Mm-hmm. Like, we do. Like, and we talk about having our three. Like, Pastor Jerry says of how Jesus, he had all these relationships. He knew all these people. But there was a degree with how close he was to certain people. Like we are. But we need to learn who it's okay to be vulnerable with. Mm-hmm. And this one pastor that we listen to, he talks about Peter, James, and John, mm-hmm. and like Jesus is three, and how Jesus was vulnerable mm-hmm. around them. And like, I find that in you. And to answer your question, I didn't know how to cope with a lot of things, because I felt like it was literally just me waiting on God, which it's gonna happen throughout our life. But I got so used to not speaking about things and not sharing like anything. Even the celebrations in my life, I wasn't mm-hmm. sharing. I got so used to just keeping things to myself that I had to learn this year that like God gave me you, And I feel like through you, I'm learning that, like, I am worthy of being heard. I am worthy of being listened to and also being celebrated. And, like, you've helped me to learn how to cope as well. And honestly, just, again, like, learning who it's okay to open up to. Because I was hurt before the season of isolation of who I opened up to. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, of course, first and foremost, going to God, mm-hmm. and seeking Him and trusting Him. But, again, I think it takes a lot of time of reflection and prayer to realize, too, where your coping mechanisms are faulty. Mm-hmm. Because in the past, again, like I said, like, I would isolate myself and I'll keep things to myself. And when that happens, they're not being resolved. But when you have a friend that you can say, you know what? I don't like the way that I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. God can use you to bring out what the root of the situation is in me, or pray for me, or, you know? And that's not something that I can do alone. And God is a God of miracles. Mm-hmm. He can do whatever He wants, whatever He yes, wants, sir. Wherever He wants, in whoever He wants.
Literally.
But literally, there's something so beautiful in the way that we're made to be with each other and have community. And I didn't think that I was going to find community. Like, I thought it was just going to be me and God, literally.
Forever. I mean, it is, but...
But you know what I mean? Like,
like, having your people. Yeah. Very, very, very true. I feel like around the same time... Like, we're both going through things in that season of our lives where we didn't have each other and stuff. And then when we came together, we're like, oh. So, like, we're going to heal together. But at that point of my life, the isolation... as well, but my isolation was different, and going into isolation but falling back into depression was something that really hurt me, and not realizing that I was depressed at that time, because I was a lot closer to God. But then when we became friends, I was like, oh, like, I'm still struggling with this, or oh, I'm still dealing with this, or this still hurts me. And like you said, having that community of, you know, we're able to talk about these things, and there's a healing happening at the same time. And knowing who you are talking to is so important, because I am a talker. I'm a yapper sometimes. And I knew that from when I was working at the mall when I was 16 and talking to a coworker who's like 40 years old, like telling him my whole life story or whatever, and vice versa. And now they become your bestie because, you know, your work bestie. But I knew that from a very young age. But I was in school, it was weird because I was very to myself. But attracting a lot of people, which didn't make sense to me, because I'm like, I literally don't talk, but everybody's so drawn. And I think what also drew me to you was the same spirit that was in me at that age too, where obviously when we were younger, we knew of each other. We didn't know each other. We knew of each other. But coming to this age and seeing each other, I think when I had first seen you at like all the events and stuff like that, there was that grace upon you, and you could literally see when Jesus is in somebody's life. We were talking about this, like, and my dad was preaching about this yesterday, of like being able to walk into a room and you're like, wow, like that person has Jesus written all over them. And seeing that in a friendship as well, or somebody that you honestly admire. But I've met so many females, and not that, you know, none of them don't have a special place in my heart either, but there was just a different type of like health, I guess, like a spiritual health, because we were, like you said, we were seeing things at the same time. God was revealing things to us. We were going through certain seasons, but it was, you know, when like you have friends and you kind of trauma bond with like things that you have gone through. Mm-hmm.
So you become their friends because, oh, well, we went through similar things. But in a sense, we didn't. Like, there's a lot in our testimonies that are not very, like, are not close to even being. Yeah. I don't even think.
Well, even the way that we were raised, like,
yeah,
so different.
So different. It's so true, because that's something I noticed not too long ago, actually, with realizing, like, wow, our lives are completely different. Like, even just our growing up testimonies, you know, what's happened to us and stuff like that, we have not gone through the same things. I think we've experienced similar things, but it's not the same. And we didn't trauma bond. And I think that's why our friendship is the way it is, because we didn't relate with hurt. We related with Jesus. And as time passed and stuff like that, having more conversation of Jesus present in our lives rather than just like everything that's happened to us before. I don't really think I've shared like so many things about my past. I think everything has been about like the present things. I know we've touched on like certain things and certain topics and stuff like that that still affect us, but when it came to, you know, talking about depression and suicide when I was younger, like, we never really, not that we didn't go into that, but, and I know I've shared that and stuff, but it wasn't like a connection in that area. Mm-hmm. But I'm like thinking about that now. It's so true on like trauma bonding.
It's a real thing.
It is. It is. And not having that, I feel like, has made the friendship easier as well. Because now, like I said, it's literally Jesus. And not feeling like a burden. Yeah. I was going to say that too. Like, I don't think I've ever had any type of feeling of, no, you're like a burden to me. It's genuinely been a very peaceful friendship. Mm-hmm. Kind of scary. Yeah. Kind of scary. I think we were talking about that, how it's like, it's kind of too peaceful. Like, should we fight? Like, right. Just a little argument here. Right.
Like, I think even though that we're comfortable, it's still,
yeah,
like, it's still kind of so weird, kind of peaceful. And like you said, like, I'm learning to, like, learning what a healthy friendship, what a spirit-led friendship looks like and entails has been so interesting, because it's like, oh, I love when I'll like apologize for something stupid and you're like, stop. This is a safe space.
Literally.
You're okay. You didn't do anything wrong.
There was, when was that time that you were like, I'm sorry? And I was like, girl. And then you were like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I said, stop saying sorry. Like, stop. Take that out of your vocabulary. Because like, I feel like there's some things that you just shouldn't apologize for, in the sense of, who you are, like, being yourself, you know. And I feel like that comes from people who make you feel like you can't be yourself. Mm-hmm. And
so true.
It's just an automatic response. Yeah.
Like, you get conditioned to like being unwanted.
Mm.
And deep. Having to like change and adapt. And when I tell you, I have never, like, I feel like I'm stepping into my true self. Like, the way that you're helping me grow, it's helping me. I was just talking to Joe about this the other day. He's like, ever since you've been friends with Kiki, and you have, like, you have this relationship, you're, like, you're finding your style. Like, and I was telling him, like, even just, like, growing in my feminine, how do you say?
Femininity? Femininity? Y'all know what we mean.
Femininity.
The words. What we're talking about.
whatever that word is, you're helping me grow in it a lot, because just even like learning what it means to be a woman of God, but also seeing the beauty and just taking care of myself, like the little things, even like pushing me to go to the gym and stuff, like so many areas of my life that you're helping me to just grow in, but also appreciate that I didn't before at all.
Sweats, hoodie. That.
Yeah, that's very much a sweats bun.
It's not a bad thing. It is not a bad thing.
But it's like the point I think that I was getting to was that it's healthy changes that it's like you're motivating me. You're not making me feel like I'm not good enough.
Mm.
That what I'm doing is like bothersome to you.
Yeah, but you or wrong.
Yeah. So it's like you see the best in me, but you also motivate me to be better and to take care of myself. And I haven't, like, it's so new.
No, and even with, like, what you're saying too, for myself, I had felt like for a couple, I'd say, like, almost 2 years, I felt that what I carried was a burden for a lot of people. And I really started hating myself because I'm like, well, God, if you're using me, then why are you pushing people away from me? And again, going back to like people leaving, people like just walking out, and people who serve the Lord too. Like that was what really tripped me out. I was like, God, but like they're Christian, like, you know, but being able to in this friendship and like how you have taught me to embrace who I am, because it does bless other people, and remaining in humility, because that what you're saying could easily get to people's head. Like, oh, well, I did that for her, or I'm doing that. And it's like, no, that's literally God did, like God sent. And it's humbled me too, because every time you say stuff like that or whatever, we go back and forth, I'm like, oh, amen. Like, all glory to God, because knowing that, wow, God, like you used my life, my testimony to bless somebody else, or what you're doing in my life, or what you taught me. Because there's a lot of things that I ended up, you know, going to God and learning with just me and God. And through revelation and prayer and all that stuff, or somebody ministering to me and whatever. But I think friendships should always be based on blessing one another. It's not just, you know, take this and you leave with it. It's like you pour, like we were saying, you pour into me, I pour into you. And it's in different ways. And that's what I love too, because it's not, we're literally learning things together, but in our own season. So like with what I'm going through, I know with what you've gone through and what you're going through too, I'm learning as well. It's not just, oh, Lucha's going through that. It's like, okay, now she's gaining wisdom and she's pouring that wisdom into me. So I don't, especially with where we're at too, I don't see it like you're ahead of me or I'm ahead of you.
Compliment each other.
Yeah, literally. So everything that we're dealing with, or and even in our personal lives, I don't see it as like competition. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the times when you're a Christian, there's a lot of competition, and we've talked about this a lot, where you're competing with, like,
it's a little low, sorry.
I know, I was going to fix my two photos after that.
Drink
my ankle.
I keep touching my hair the same way, like Manhattan.
Stanley. What was I saying?
Competition.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Christians.
Oh, yes, thank you. With a lot of, like, learning that, too, that a lot of Christians competing with their walk of, like, oh, well, I'm here. You should be here too. Or like, I'm reading this amount of books, or I'm doing this amount of things. And it's like, this was never a race. Like, this was never, I don't think Jesus was like, he took his time.
Right.
He took his time. And, but in that, learning that it's, our walks are not just for us. Like, I'm not just trying to get to Jesus on my own. I'm coming with my brothers and sisters. And that's literally why the word says you need community and you need people, because there's a lot of things that I feel like I wouldn't have seen in myself if I didn't have somebody telling me and pointing this out, or say, or even words of encouragement. But I needed that. Because it built my character in a lot of things. So I love that. There's also, there's no competition. It's just literally existing in each other's lives. And going back to, like, the accountability and things like that. Obviously, we're older. I mean, we're young, but we're older compared to, like, a lot of people, I guess, I don't know, in our area, who serve the Lord. But I do wish that I had it a little younger, because I felt like I didn't really have a teenage years of, like, friendships. Like, I don't really recall a lot of things when it came to, like, childhood, quote unquote, let's say, because of ministry. And I feel like that's why I had matured a lot quicker, was because I was exposed to so many other things. So now having it, it also brings, like, now having it now, it also brings out, like, the child in us and that inner healing, that childhood healing. Yes. Because there's been a few things where, down to, like, TV shows and stuff, like, things I didn't watch when growing up, because I was a pastor's kid. So, like, I was deprived of a lot of things. Not that my parents were horrible people, but, like, certain things I just either couldn't watch, or I literally had no time because I was barely ever home. Mm-hmm. So now having that, down to those little things, mm-hmm. it's like that we're, it's healing each other.
Yes. Like, what you just said, from my perspective, what I think of is just seeing your parents having a healthy marriage and just your family being, like, a beautiful, beautiful, just, like, unit. It's like a culture shock for me. I'm like,
what?
It took me a little bit to get comfortable in the house, because I'm like, like, everybody likes each other. Like,
can I sit here?
But it's so beautiful. But it's healing little Lucci, because like, I could have that one day. Like, in your parents are showing me that, like, just being in your home has shown me that. And, you know, I know that, like, not everybody's perfect, and
we flawed
but like you're saying, like, little Lucci is healing by just being around you and your family. Like, same.
Literally. No, for real though. And that's honestly, I feel like that's my favorite part about our friendship, actually, is, like, little Kiki is healing too. And so many things that I didn't really get to experience
in my childhood, mm-hmm. I'm now experiencing in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm grateful for it. And I know at the beginning of the year and what everything, you know, that I was dealing with and stuff, realizing that God was sending people to heal me. And sometimes we think, like, God is the healer. But God uses people as vessels in our lives. And sometimes he needs to send people physically. Like, he's like, I'm sending this person because they're going to give you things that I'm pouring through them, but they're going to give you things from me that you physically need on earth. And truly, I feel like I would not have survived that part of my life if God did not send me people that were grounding me. And like I had said before, people who ground you in like specific seasons too, where it's like my world could literally shatter and push me far from God, when you have people who ground you in your walk rather than just turning away, isolating, and then falling back into sin or falling back into all these things, but being able to have people who literally will tell you, you're going to be okay. It's okay. Cry for a little bit. Cry for a moment. But tomorrow, we're going to start fresh. We're going to pray. We're going to do this, that, the other. And it's not a chore. There was friendships that I felt like, this is a chore. Mm-hmm. And they were so draining. So draining. People that aren't in my life anymore. But in that time too, they weren't serving the Lord. So it was just very draining. Mm-hmm. And now having healthy, solid friendships, it's so weird. Like, it's weird in a good way.
Yes.
But like you're saying,
I didn't have any type of social battery.
Oh, why are we together every day? Like, literally every day. It's weird when we're not together. Mm-hmm. Because even when was it, Saturday? I think it was on Saturday, where we were like doing our own thing, but there was like a point where I wasn't doing anything and I was like, so what do I do with my life? Like, where's Luch? Like, hey, what are you doing?
Same. Because, yes, I had plans that day, but then they got canceled.
I think, I don't know.
And that was when I moved my whole bedroom.
Yes, 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 yes. Like, so what do we do?
Because I didn't see you that day.
That's yes.
Crazy.
But literally, just the... It's just healthy.
But I feel like, too, even... When it comes down to, yes, we share that discernment, but I feel like having, like the intercessor in us, it's hard to be around certain people because we feel things differently. Like, we see, we feel things differently, and it makes, like, there's heaviness in places.
Yep.
And, like, I'm just learning now kind of how to interpret that because... Again, like, sometimes you think it's just, like...
Your head.
Yes, or, like, my social battery. Like, I can't be around people for that long. It's like, no, like, there's things in the room that are doing this to you.
Are heavy. Heavy. And it wasn't until, like, we became friends, really, that I was like, why do I always feel like this mm-hmm. with certain people or certain spaces? Mm-hmm. And until I met somebody who literally understood that spiritual sense, that's when I was like, bro... And then I understood gifts, like gifts that God gives you, and being able to see that, like, in you too. I was like, okay, I'm not crazy. Nothing's wrong with me. It's literally God. Like, it's literally God doing that. But having that too, and then now being in spaces, and like you were saying earlier on something that I had said a while ago, which was the whole prayer thing of, like, sometimes God reveals things to you not to confront the situations, but he reveals it for you to pray on it. Yes. And there's been, I feel like there's been so many times, even lately, like recently, where God is showing us things, but it's literally for us to keep quiet and pray. Mm-hmm. And even when we were praying in here before, the power in prayer with, you know, you and God and your power in prayer alone, but then when you're with people who are praying, but it's like a prayer, like it's like, this is powerful, you know. Mm-hmm. Being able to experience that too is, it's so different, because I've prayed with hundreds of people in my life. Mm-hmm. But when you're praying with people who are like in the same accord, it just, something's happening in the room. And it's like the word says, like, where two or three are gathered, he is there. Mm-hmm. And just simply thinking, like, we don't even have to be with hundreds of people. Like, it's literally just the two of us and God's there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's just every conversation that we have. Like, every time we're together, it's just God-centered. Everything. So it's just, God is good. God is so good.
Yes, I want to look up that verse really quick, because I don't want to misquote it, but there's a part that I think is very key. Let me just check really quick. The Stanley. Let's see if it comes up even. Oh, wait. sorry. Tab. Okay, cool. The verse. Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, mm-hmm. there I am with them. And I think that's what's so powerful about when we pray together, when we are talking, when we are just around each other. Because like we said, like, always leading with God. We're mm-hmm. always, he's always the center of our conversation. And because I was thinking that verse before you said it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to say it because I was like, there's something there that's mm-hmm. missing. And then when you said it, I was like, yeah, that's what's different about when we pray. Like,
when we pray or just talk, like, mm-hmm. it's always, like you said, in his name. Yes. But it's just so healthy. And now to everybody else, having healthy friendships, healthy, solid friendships, are actually really crucial, especially in this time in our generation where we can easily get influenced by just what other people are doing, or by how other people are living and this, that, and the other, or whatever, and how, even other people's friendships, and even seeing like worldly friendships, you know, sometimes it's kind of like, oh man, I wish I had that life, or I wish I had those type of friendships. But you really don't know what's going on in the friendship. Like, social media is just a glimpse of people's lives. Mm-hmm. And having people who hold you accountable, people who love you, but people who could also be vulnerable with you, because the one-sided friendship thing does not work. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just, oh, you're telling me everything. Like, there's specific people that I have learned are people who God is sending, or God is bringing to me so that I could bless them and be a influence in their life. And that's it. But there are people that God is going to send you that it's a mutual relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not a one-way street. And even just seeing like my dad and being a pastor and stuff like that, you know, you meet hundreds of other pastors. But recently seeing my dad, like, have somebody so close to him, like his bestie type thing, where, and even when, because it's an apostle that's like close to my dad, but when he was sharing like to our family how, you know, he has had pastor friends and stuff, but nothing, no relationship had compared to the ones that they had, because it was it kind of like what I was saying was, sometimes friendships felt like a burden, and it's not necessarily that that's what he was feeling, but it was in the sense of, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm counseling a little bit more than a yes. friendship. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of those where I'm like, I always feel like I'm counseling people, or I feel like I'm just pouring so much, but there's no like reciprocation. Right, that's a word?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, that kind of sounded funny. Like, but having that in our friendship too has also been an eye opener in a lot of things, where I'm like, oh, like I don't always want to be pouring into people and not being poured into as well. So finding your people, finding your three, and people who you can be transparent with, honest with, and open, mm-hmm. like what I say all the time, because the number one thing that the enemy loves is just to silence us. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna put fear, he's gonna, you know, tell us that these friendships are not gonna work out, because he sees the blessings that God is gonna pour out in friendships. Mm-hmm. And being completely honest, I think has been a benefit to our relationship.
Yes.
Because if I wasn't honest with you, you can't give me an honest answer.
Yes.
But the whole one-sided thing, I can't.
No, but yeah, even like being honest and being vulnerable is a form of humility.
Mm.
And it allows us to, I feel like we were talking about this like a month or two ago. It's like when you're open about what you're dealing with, that's the first step to either the deliverance or the healing. Like, you have mm-hmm. to acknowledge what you're going through, or else
mm-hmm.
you're oppressing it and it's staying with you. There's no
mm-hmm.
you know,
you stay there.
Yeah. So it's like having you, we need to be someone to be vulnerable with,
and yes,
God will give you whoever that is.
Yes.
In the right time. Trust.
Trust in the Lord. Because even with, like, and I've seen it too, like, sometimes I'll post, like, friendship posts on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and people will comment, you know, I wish I had friendships like this, or I wish I had that person or whatever. And, like, my number one thing is, it will come. Sometimes God is still shaping you and he's molding you, and we have to realize too that we can also bleed on people. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that for me, I wasn't in that season anymore where I was bleeding on anybody. And then that's when God started blessing me with people. Mm-hmm. Because he's like, I still need to heal certain wounds in you, and there's still things that God is still healing in me. But in that aspect of, like, now I know how to keep myself from bleeding on people.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has shaped my character and molded me in a lot of different areas. But in that sense of, he's gonna give you the right people, the correct people in the correct time when he knows that you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I could testify. Even just thinking about, like, when I came to CAVN, like, at my previous congregation, I was seeking God for myself, but I often would, like, limit myself to whatever boundary my boyfriend was at. Like, even, like, socializing, like, I was by his side all the time. Like, I didn't want to branch out, and I didn't want to serve where he hadn't, because there was, like, that comfortability. And coming here alone,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we're just, like, we're not, like, friend, like, we're not close yet.
Yeah.
It's like, I knew her and we were texting, but we weren't best friends, and I came here alone, and I feel like God had to, like, I had to make choices here alone by myself and genuinely find him here in certain ways before me and you were close.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I could have, we could have easily just been besties and I'm like, oh, I want to be here because my bestie's here. No. Yeah. Like, I had to be here alone and I had to come to service after service by myself and, you know, get that confirmation from God and be edified here by myself. And then we got close. Like, that had to happen. Mm-hmm. Because
it had to happen. So good. No, and like, while you're talking too, and you're saying, you know, coming by yourself, even like, you don't realize that there's certain decisions that you make in your life that also are going to alter other people's decisions, like things that they're going through, or the decisions that they're going to make. Mm-hmm. Because even thinking about it and you saying, like, you know, you could have came here because we were best friends before or something, but we weren't. And it's crazy because in that same time, I'm becoming media director. So now I'm not really sitting in service. Like, I mean, I am, but like in the sense that Sunday after Sunday, now I'm directing. So I have to be in the back on Sundays. And you literally having to be by yourself. Like, you didn't have, oh, hey, like, can you sit with me? Mm-hmm. It was, nope, you have to sit alone. Like, you and Jesus. Mm-hmm. But that decision of me doing that also altered, like, your decision and how it affected your relationship with God as well. Mm-hmm. And there's things, you coming here also altered so many things in my life, too. Because I feel like our friendship would have been different too if we were in separate places. Mm-hmm. Because one, we're being fed same word. Mm-hmm. So, and obviously the word is always Jesus. Mm-hmm. But when you're learning it together, you're like, whoa. Like, we're, or the amount of times we've been like, bro, we're literally just talking about that. Like God.
Yes.
Confirmation.
Yes.
But yeah, like I was saying, it's just altering decisions, altering life-altering decisions, affecting the people in your life too. So, too good. Too good.
He did it again.
He did it again. But yeah, going back to the just everything. God will bless you with people that are for you, and not just people who are Christian. Like, there's people who are literally sent from God, who are going to be sent from God in your lives, and God will continue to bring people in our lives as well. But it's just been, I love it. Like, I'm so happy in our friendship. I love you so much. But yeah,
God really exceeded my expectations with you. Like,
you
crazy
too.
Crazy when we were praying and More Than Abel was on, I was like,
literally,
wow.
I was like, you are more than literally. And when promises was on too, I was literally, God took me back to a season in my life where that song was like so present, a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I had felt so lonely in that season of my life with still having people around me. Mm-hmm. And just seeing like God's promises and prayers that you made back then being completed now, because his promises never fail. Mm-hmm. And if he did it before, why can't he do it now? Mm-hmm. Why can't he still do it in a year from now? But realizing like you're living answered
prayers. And at least for me, you know, this friendship didn't come just because. It was because of prayer and literally asking God, God, I don't have people like that. Like, I want a solid friendship that's going to ground me, that is going to be in that, like, similar spiritual place. Like, I just want to have somebody. And now having, you know, when you just got a person, you have your person, like, that's my person. And like you were saying, Jesus and his disciples, he had 12 disciples, but he knew his three. And yeah, I think it's so important. But I literally love you.
I love you.
Tears. Mm-hmm. But we could go on and on having conversations forever. Yeah.
We'll be talking more often.
Oh, yeah. She's inviting herself. She's like, I'm going to be back. Oh, part two. Yes. But we could go on and on and on and on. And there's so many other things that we could talk about that we'll definitely talk about in the future. But I am so grateful and blessed that you were my very first in Real Walk Podcast history to speak on the pod. And I'm just so grateful for our friendship. And I absolutely love you, Luch. Like I said, I will literally go to war for you.
I believe it.
I would. I would.
Love you so much.
But
as your number one fan, as a Real Walk listener, I'm honored to be here. But as your best friend, I love you so much. And thank you. Thank you for seeing what God sees in me. Thank you for speaking life into me. And thank you for just giving me not only the chance to be here, but the confidence and the affirmation to just know that, you know, my voice can bless others. Like, you really instilled that in me this year, and I'm grateful.
It can. It very much can. And like I was saying in the beginning, go follow her. Everybody, right now, in the link below, go follow her Instagram, because she's going to be pouring so much this year. God is going to be pouring so much. So much. And I'm very excited to see where God takes you to, because there's so much, bro. And I'm just like, I'm ready to even hear you. And I get to learn from you in private, but being able to like see you on a public platform, it's going to be very different. And it's not just going to bless me, but it's going to bless hundreds of other people. And I say hundreds, thousands of other people. Because we're not conformed to just our lives, you know, and it's to our lives are literally living testimony of how good God is. So everything that we do, it's literally to testify, like, God has done it for me, he could do it for you. Mm-hmm. And just simply with friendship, like, God has done friendship for us and he could do it for anyone too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love you so much, and thank you for your words, and you will be back. But I love you, and thank you, and let's pray us out. Do you want to lead prayer?
I can.
Okay, go ahead.
First and foremost, Lord, we just want to thank you. We thank you, Father, for just allowing us to come together and reflect on the beautiful things that you've done in us and through us this year. I ask, Father, that whoever is listening to this, whoever's watching, Lord, that you would bless them with an open heart and an open mind. Yes. To receive anything that we've spoken, Lord, that is from you today. And that you would allow them, Father, to grow in hope, that they would see, Lord, that you have friendships, that you have relationships and leaders that you are going to place in their lives for them, for their benefit, as a blessing, Lord, to allow them to grow and heal and be freed and just know you on a deeper level, Lord. God, I want to pray for Kiki. I love her so much. And so sometimes I don't have the words to say how grateful I am, but I thank you for placing her in my life. I thank you, Lord, for every person that you have chosen to listen to her on this platform, God, because the wisdom, Lord, the calling, and the beauty that you've placed in her, Jesus, is just something else. And God, just continue, Lord, to pour out of her, Lord, and use her in the beautiful ways that you do. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen.
We did it. All right, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for watching and tuning in. I'll be having more guests very, very soon as well, and she will definitely be back. Like I said, go follow her. But I love you guys so much, and have an amazing, blessed week. Bye. Bye.